Hey, thought I'd just take the start of the show to say and pay our respects to the Anzacs, given this big day tomorrow, this week, this round of football. Thank you so much to our servicemen and women, the men who went and fought for us, to go on the front lines in the war, weren't prepared to fight, but said, you know what, sign me up. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do my thing for my country, not even knowing what they're getting themselves into, land on Gallipoli, and realised it was quite literally a suicide job. Mm-hmm. Thank you to those who served there. Thank you for those who continue to serve, men and women. Every day you put your lives at risk for us so that we can have our freedom, so that we can feel safe. We thank you and we acknowledge you on this big round of football and especially the next few days.
Hey guys, welcome to the Dan Does Footy Podcast. You can find more of Dan Does Footy on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social media. Lids off. See ya.
There was heaps of sick kids, and I was like, where are they? Kick him harder. Kick him all harder. Punch him in the face. Not bloody horizontally challenged, if you get what I mean.
Hey mate, all happening. Big rep. Football is unreal. It's the best sport in the world. It's the best feeling in the world. We are in the thick of it now. We are deeply embedded and ingrained into our teams. There, we've got teams that are up. You've got teams that are down. You've got that teams that are in the lowest of low, North Melbourne. Mm-hmm. They're the three tiers, up, down, North Melbourne. Football is the best thing in the world. I love it so much. I'm so happy that we're now into the swing of things. It beats the off-season. The off-season sucks when you're just scraping the barrel to think of things to talk about. But right now, we have topics left, right, and centre. We have the tribunal. We have Anzac round coming up. We have players who want to be traded. We have rumours left, right, and centre. We have Max Holmes who's signing deals. We have new CBAs. There is so much going on. We have Legionnaires, which we've had so much feedback on. But before we get into anything, the man, the boxing man, Daniel Ollie Gill. How are we, mate?
The real deal, Gill.
What was his boxing record?
In the green, let me put it that way. If I do you want
in the
to,
green,
like as in, like he had more wins than losses.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Daniel Gill.
So for those who are tuning in for the first time, Ollie's cousin.
Yep.
Apparently, could throw hands in the ring.
31-5.
That is such. Is actually.
Yeah.
That's way better than I thought.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was world champion.
Does he still throw hands?
Yeah, I think he's a boxing coach now.
Do you speak to him regularly or not?
No, not regularly. Okay. Too scared to.
Well, fair enough. How are you? You well?
I'm good. I had footy training last night, my second run out.
How'd the Quidditch knee go?
It went well. There were a few drills I chose to opt out of, the footy-related ones.
Contact?
The contact.
Because you know last week how you said you found yourself in a lot of space, and I said to you, well, maybe that's because you were running to like dead pockets.
Mm.
Is that why you've taken yourself out of those drills now?
Yeah. No, but you know what it is, and I'm not taking the piss here. It's just that when your instinct kicks in, you know, because you can't teach what I've got, because I've got a bad knee, you know, if I see ball, I get ball.
Like a dog.
Yeah. So I just try and remove myself from the situation because there's no telling what'll happen.
Well, sometimes even at local level, you have to protect the players from themselves. Exactly. So I'm glad that you were doing that out there at local football training.
Yeah.
I have something to talk about local football training, but we'll do it later. I went to a toilet yesterday. I do it every day, but a public toilet.
Okay.
Have you been to a public toilet lately?
Well, I went at the footy. Does that count?
No, I'm talking like a supermarket, one of those singular cubicle ones that you find in the park. Like when you're busting, you just need something.
Not a
shopping mall one is what I classify. I think the MCG, there's cleaners there often.
Yeah, true. No, not for a long, long time.
Mate, you're not missing much because I think maybe the last four times when I've been in a public toilet, it's like people have forgot where their arsehole is and where like the poo actually comes out of the hole in your anus. We've got shit on seats, on walls. Yep. We've got piss everywhere. Just disgusting.
You sure it wasn't a Banksy piece?
No. It was. Walked into this one cubicle yesterday and there was just a big, huge shit on the bowl, not even in the toilet. Who does a poo and goes, and you know, you turn around and look at your poo. I do. Mm. I want to see the texture. I want to see if those lentils pass through me. Yeah. Corn doesn't digest. Sometimes I just eat corn for the sake of knowing that it's not going to digest so I can see corn.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yes, but it's true.
Yeah, it doesn't digest. But this one yesterday was a human shit on the bowl, and someone's done that. No toilet paper, so I haven't wiped. And just left it there.
Hang on, I've missed something. On the bowl.
On a shit on the toilet bowl. Not in the bowl. On the ring. Outside the bowl. So seat down. First flap up. Seat down so you can put your bum and do what you need to do. And done a shit on the toilet ring, not in the bowl.
Do we think that – okay, let's just play devil's advocate here and say that they didn't mean to. Do you think that they were like hovering over because they didn't want to touch the seat? And they got their aim wrong.
Well, apparently to poo correctly, that is how you poo. You go full
squat style
on the bowl to make it. That's a bit weird. I wouldn't do that. I think what happens is we get, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if junkies is the right word, but those kind of that societal people that go in there and just are like, I don't care. I'm shitting everywhere.
Yeah, I don't.
And pissing everywhere.
Look, I've heard some stories of when you've needed the toilet. I don't think that it discriminates to a certain type of person.
No.
Those sorts of incidents, really.
No, no.
So what did you do? Did you leave or did you do
Well, I'm like, oh, well, I can't shit here, can I? I left. No. I refuse now to use any public toilet ever.
Yeah.
Ever again. I'm never using one. Also, what I do is, before I have said this and committed to this, I would take the toilet paper and spread it evenly on the seat so that the ass, the AIDS can't reach my anus.
Sure. You'd be surprised.
Mate, people's bums are gross.
Yeah.
That is bum on bum contact.
Mm, literally.
Big orgy fest, public toilets.
Yeah, there's one near me that I've been told.
You've been involved in?
No, I've just been told.
Big orgy fest?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Big soup kitchen for orgies. They are. Anyway, that was my thing. Hey, I want to start the episode with I came across this and I just love it so much. We were talking about Ryan Garcia last episode and how he went a bit loopy in his fight against Haney. And it's come out now that he put that on. So he put on this crazy act to get inside his opponent's head, and it's obviously it worked. I don't know if it had that much of an effect, but it did. But he was talking about conspiracy theories a lot. So I was like, let's start this episode by going out and finding AFL conspiracy theories that people actually 100% wholeheartedly believe in.
Love it.
Here we go. I got a couple here. The first one, umpires actively refuse to give Brownlow votes to suspended players to prevent another embarrassment of the winner being ineligible. So this person said, I remember Dangerfield missing out on votes when he had 30 plus touches and multiple goals in victory after he'd been suspended. I think that would be a real thing.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Do you know how embarrassing it is? I don't know the last time it happened, but when the Brownlow winners announced and they had the cross next to their name, it's like, oh, okay, that's just so embarrassing.
That yeah.
Bloke. So that was the first one. This one is unbelievable. And knowing the guy who committed this, I would completely say that is it could have happened. So Scotty Clayton, the recruiting manager at the Gold Coast before he went to West Coast, did this horribly lopsided trade of picks from Gold Coast to West Coast because he already knew he would be moving across the Eagles after the trade period. So West Coast got pick 21, which was Oscar Allen, pick 26, being Liam Ryan, pick 37, Jack Petricelli, and a future second round pick, which ended up being James Robon, which they traded on, obviously. In return, Gold Coast got pick 50 and a future West Coast Eagles first round pick.
Ooh. Do we know what that turned out to be?
Pick 50 was Braden Crossley.
Okay.
And the West Coast pick, I got it here. They ended up being, they traded on to another club.
Yeah, okay. That's dodgy.
So it ended up being Xavier O'Halloran.
It stinks. That story stinks, doesn't it?
It reeks. The next one, Harry and Ben Mackay, the one person, Barry Mackay.
Yeah, no. Now we're talking.
Barry is actually the third brother. All three of them figured out they could comfortably live on two AFL salaries, and so they rotate between the two teams. Gives them extra rest time and flexibility. They never play against each other to make people think this is just one person, so they'd never expect the third.
The third is a great angle, isn't it?
Where's Barry Mackay? That is awesome. Pendles didn't actually play basketball. It's all made up by the NBL to get players.
Drop a bit of interest, they think.
The NBL sponsoring this storyline.
Well, if Pendles did it.
That's actually very good. And the last one here, which is very on trend for what's happening at the moment. The tribunal is set up to generate outrage engagement. Rather than fairly applying the laws of the game, the laws themselves are written to maximise such grey areas.
Mm.
Keeps the sport relevant.
Doesn't it?
I mean, we're not competing with much. We have the A-League to compete with, which their numbers are just out the arsehole. They're probably, their numbers are similar to a public toilet orgy, what they're doing. And that, I can say that freely because we will never partner with the A-League. I promise you that. Hard on hand, we'll never partner with the A-League.
What do you mean you? Like, you just...
I've now brought you into it. We'll never do that.
I love the A-League.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Who do you love? Name me five A-League players.
See this? Can I just say before I answer that?
Don't think.
Shows
too much time to think.
How little you know about me.
I
was a pitch side reporter for Paramount Plus, doing the A League.
Okay, name me five then.
Okay,
current. Don't make them up.
Okay, Marco Tilio.
I wouldn't know if you're making up now. That sounds like a made up name.
Nestori Irinkunda.
That is so made up.
Well, he's just become one of the highest paid Australians of all time, moving to Bayern Munich at the end of the year from Adelaide United.
Actually, I do know that guy. Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
Okay, that was two. So you know two. Nice, man. You're right into A-League. The NBL is on. Boston up 1-0. It's Miami. Cleveland up 2 on Orlando. Milwaukee 1 up on Indiana. New York 2 up on Philly. Philly are cooked. Indy, OKC 1 up on the Pelicans. LA Clippers 1 up on Dallas. Minnesota 1 up on Phoenix. And Denver, controversially, up 2-0 on the Lakers. Because Jamal Murray said, you know what? I don't care, AD, you big monobrow. Fuck, come here and defend me. Come to dad. Jeez. Let me back you down, fade away over you, and then just sunk him. 10 up going to the last of the Lakers, 20 up throughout the game at one point, and LeBron and AD just spat the dummy out saying they couldn't believe it. They wanted to talk to the refs about a controversial call. Apparently D'Lo got in the face. It is all happening in the NBA.
Jeez, you're a poet, you monobrow fuck.
Yeah,
that's
well,
beautiful.
Some monobrow fuck.
Just putting it out there as well.
Yeah.
I did have a few messages about you speaking about the NBA.
Oh, I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
But I know.
Also, I should say that there are games on currently as we're
recording. Who's winning?
Well, no, it's more that when you say things like the Timberwolves are 1-0 up in the series, like that will look different.
That will change.
By this afternoon.
Well,
when this
I do understand that people are going to listen to this straight away as it drops, and then people will listen on your Thursday and your Fridays.
Sure. Okay.
So let's just guess if you want.
I reckon the Timberwolves will be leading the series 2-0.
I think Boston are definitely going to the finals.
Yeah.
That you may as well pencil
them
in.
That's a firm lock.
I don't know what they're paying to be there, but I'd put a little something here or there on them. Yesterday on the day in 2011, the Suns had their first win. And the Instagram comments, I caught this late. Like my phone was going. I was in a meeting because I work.
Sure.
I work flat out.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a meeting on the golf course.
Busy.
And my phone was blowing up. I was like, what has happened here? So on this day, April 23rd, 2011, Gold Coast first ever AFL win, coming back from 40 points down to beat Port Adelaide. And some of these comments are so fucking funny. Leighton C222. I remember that game. Dan had 100 hitouts to advantage and 7 goals straight. Streets won't forget Michael Risatelli. Okay, it's not about me. I remember that game. Grange had 50 touches and 2 goals. Daniel Grange was him. One of the classic games. Grange had 73 touches and 16 goals. That was the game. Dan had 12 goals and a specky and 65 hitouts to advantage. Grange had a crazy game with 60 touches. So funny. People are so funny. You guys are so creative. I love that what we're building here, and we're not near the finished product at all, but we have built literally this crazy, awesome community of just footy-loving fans. Yes, it says that it's Dan does footy, but it's all of us do footy, you know?
Mm.
We're all doing footy in a different way. We are. So thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging. You guys are honestly unreal. This doesn't exist. You're not even that chair without him.
No, well, that's true.
And you hate Adelaide.
I've got a bone to pick with a couple of the people in the community.
Yeah, you've been a bit... I mean, Adelaide hate you. The streets of Adelaide hate you.
Not anymore, as I just take my headphones off.
Do you think this will make them like you more?
Well, it can't make them hate me anymore.
Okay.
So it's going to help. I'll put my Adelaide Crows Legionnaire hat on.
So you think that's done it?
I feel like it helps. Oh, God, this reminds me of when the Sorting Hat put the hat on Harry and they said Slytherin and he went, no way. I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
This just feels weird on my head.
I don't know. I can't relate to that at all. I've never watched Harry Potter.
But there you go. I just want to put on the record that I never said that Adelaide Crows fans were necessarily entitled, but there were a few moments, such as the hair pulling, that made me feel like they are, and I've recently been, you know, threatened if I ever return to South Australia. So I love Adelaide, and I think you've got a fantastic history.
You know another bone who people want to pick with you?
Go on.
A bone that needs picking.
Go
you
on.
Said Dacos doesn't didn't have talent.
No.
What did you said that, mate, and I've been fending people off you you in the comments. I've been saying, hold on, I think he got a bit mixed up there.
Yeah, no. What I said was
he, you said you hate Dacos.
Everything that Dacos did in his first year, in comparison to Harley Reid, I don't believe he had as much star power while he was doing it. So he was racking up incredible possessions. He was winning games off his own boot for Collingwood.
There was no fucking star factor about it, straight away.
There wasn't this, oh my God, who is this kid and what could he become? You just know he's going to continue on this epic trajectory. He'll win a Brownlow.
Stud.
Like he's I love him.
Stud. Both studs.
I just don't – like his highlight reel is just a lot of possessions.
His highlight reel is, and I love him, it's a lot of handball receives from halfback.
Yeah.
And just like hitting targets, which is cool. But Harley's are like stiff arm, specky.
Like it's a TikTok
grown man highlights. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was my point.
And also just for everyone out there, I want to clarify, when you say these crazy things, I am distancing myself from those.
Like
I'm with you. I'm with you. But when you say stuff like that, everyone, I put a stiff arm out, I put a Harley in and say – by himself on this one, but I support you.
I'm just trying.
I'll always back you in, mate.
I'm just trying my hardest out here.
You are. Also on that Gold Coast thing where they won their first game. So the year after, I think Matty Primus got sacked.
Right. Yeah.
The year after. So we played that game in 2011. In 2012, maybe he gets sacked. I'm not sure. But in 2012, personally, I said, I'm out of the Gold Coast. I was out of contract or coming out of contract that year or the year after. So when Port came up to play the Suns the year after in 2012, after we'd beaten them, I went and met with Port because my manager was like, hey, is there any interest that you'd want to go home? They're keen to chat. I was like, oh, fucking oath. Like 100%, I'm not getting a game here. Mm-hmm. Josh Fraser is 40. He's still playing. Zach Smith's way bigger than me. I'll go chat to him. So they went to the hotel. I snuck in their hotel on the Friday. They're playing on Saturday. I'm not on the team, obviously. Went into Matty Primus's hotel room and we just rooted. No, we spoke and I was like, hey man, I'm so keen to come. Hey man, hey, I'm keen to come to the club.
Hey man,
what's up? Dabbed him up.
You went, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? I said, look, I want to come to the club. I'm frustrated here. All the things you say. And then for some reason, I don't know what I said. He was asking about the coaches and he's like, well, what frustrates you the most about being here? Like, is there something specific the coaches are doing? And maybe me, I was like, oh mate, here comes a can of worms and went off about Bluey and all the other coaches. And Port go on to have this horrible year and he gets sacked. And the next year he comes to the Gold Coast Suns. I didn't get traded, obviously. He comes to the Gold Coast Suns in 2013. I'm still there and I'm going, oh my God, this is potentially the worst situation for me because he knows everything that I've said about this footy club. If he leaks it to the coaches, then I'm cooked. Sure enough, in my exit review in 2013, a full year since he's been at the Gold Coast Suns, coaching those coaches, picking the teams, the coaches said, Matty Primus said, you said all this about us. Is this true? Fucking snitch Primus.
Oh.
Snitched me out to the coaches.
Oh.
And that's why I wasn't getting picked. Oh, the talent and skill level had a little bit to do with it, I'm sure. But the politics of him snitching me out the year before played a massive role.
Snitches get stitches.
I said, I'll never ever root you again.
Maybe.
Didn't do that. Sorry. No, that's weird. That is so weird.
But you also kind of I have read you did formally request a trade to Port Adelaide.
I did. That was the time after I formally requested a trade to Port Adelaide and it was going to happen. Then Paddy Ryder was out of contract as well. So the time I went to the trade period, I was like, hey, I've told Gold Coast I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm done. I know Paddy Ryder is going to go there as well. Just want to make sure that I'm still a priority for you guys. Like will we both get there if that's the scenario? And they said, yeah, no worries. Like, we'll make it work. I think we're going to work out Paddy first.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously better than me. I said, no worries. Trade period goes for, whatever, 2 weeks almost. I guess the last day, I say, hey, guys, like, I'm a bit nervous now. It's been 2 weeks and nothing's happened. Like, where are the talks going, rah, rah. And then found out that Port didn't even really make an effort to get me there.
Oh.
So I told Gold Coast I'm out, only now having failed a trade effort to get a Port to then roll back into a Gold Coast preseason because I was contracted for another year. Which was just the worst thing ever. I think I was contracted for 2 years. I'm not sure. Anyway, so that was horrible. And then as I'm leaving Adelaide to go to the races in Melbourne, because off-season, a reporter from Adelaide calls me And I thought this was like a very, because I'd known him before. I did stuff in my 18s year and had contact with him. I thought this was an off the record convo. Mm. He didn't say, hey, it's Michelangelo Rucci from The Advertiser. I'd love to talk about everything and put it in the paper. It was like, hey, mate, just want to know your thoughts. And I unloaded. I was like, oh, no, it's bullshit. Like, I don't trust anyone there, rah, rah. I'll never talk to them again. And then next, literally, I get on a plane, I land in Melbourne, and my phone's blowing up. My manager's like, what have you done? I was like, oh, had some cheese and crackers, coffee. What do you mean? He's like, check your Twitter and stuff. And there's all these articles saying like Gorringe lands bomb on port, exposes truth, says untrustworthy. I'd put Adelaide fans in my DMs. I was like, settle down. You've got tarps on your seats, you know? It was horrible.
So we've got something in common then with the great state of South Australia.
No, people still don't like you, mate. I've made up for
You've made up?
Yeah. Do you see Paul Adelaide release that graphic designer post?
I missed it.
So, oh, man, they took it down because people weren't happy. So they put up this post about needing a graphic designer, but it was an intern role unpaid, which is
not dissimilar.
It's very similar to what we're doing here. Ours is more of a vibe though, so you get paid in vibe. But they did that, but their people were like, hey, hold on a minute, you're an AFL footy club, you profited $2 million, you can't even pay someone like a minimum wage intern role. And then they took it down straight away.
Have a word to the cash cow, you would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah, is Koshy still involved in the club?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a face, that face you'd want to punch, doesn't he? Oh, Koshy. That's a face.
You said it.
So do I as well. I think everyone has a face that you want to punch, really.
That's not true. That's
Oh, you'd be surprised, mate. Hey,
Not everyone.
One of the questions is, I'll say it for later, actually. Just quickly here, Prime Train had 81 touches, which has lit a fire in me. I want to come back out of retirement and I want to play at any level, preferably a level where this is going to happen. And if you're a local footy club and want to make it happen and you're happy to help, I want to play a game and break the record for most disposals ever in a game, like 200, so that when I leave, there's no doubt that I was the greatest local footballer ever of all time.
What do you need from these clubs? What's the checklist?
Just a club who says, hey, mate, we have a game. It's on Saturday. It can be 9 a.m. We're playing against this other team. We will literally make sure that our players get the ball in your hands all times. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about a ball goes to a pocket and I just do quick hands for 30.
Sure. Okay.
I just rack them up. And the stupid amount of touches, I want them to be in on it. So when I come off the field, it's like he literally had 160 touches. So that when my career's done, people go, oh, he didn't make it AFL level. He was a shit footballer. Hold on a minute. Did he have the most touches ever in a game at any level? He had 175 touches. He must have been pretty good.
Okay. A position, what do you want to play?
I don't care. Wherever I get the ball. Probably midfield so I can go everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that's the goal by the end of the year. I break the record for the most touches ever.
That's beautiful.
And just not break it, smash it.
What happens if you don't either smash it nor break it?
If I get a feeling after the first quarter I'm not anywhere near it, I'm walking off. Okay. That's just a waste of time, you know?
So you need 30 in the first quarter at least.
On track for 120.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it doesn't happen, if I don't feel we're on track, I'm just going down with a hammy, a fake hammy. I've done it before. Like, it's so easy.
Oh.
But like, prove it.
It's true.
Yeah. You got an X-ray machine here, an MRI?
Yeah.
Don't think you do. Don't have a hammy. I'll never see you guys again. But if you're a footy club that's keen to help make that happen, let us know. The skin folds news, everyone kicked up and screamed about this, saying that we're so woke. We're so bloody woke. Skin folds are gone. It was just skin folds are removed for the pathway program. So if you're 15 or 17 years old, you're not doing skinnies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when we were even in, we did a fair bit in the AFL. I remember when we did do our skin folds, all the boys would come in early. So you'd have your times, like 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. It'd be like 7:15 going, 7:30 May, 7:45 Lynch. And all the boys would be neck deep in the ice bath, tightening their skin. And then they'd go to their skin folds and the nutritionist would try and do it. And she's like, why are you so cold? And the boys like, it's an ice bath. And she couldn't grab it. So you just fudged it. It was unreal.
What time was Gary?
He had broccoli eating at like 8.
Yeah, that's true.
He ran his own show. But his skinnies were always horrible. Horrible skinnies.
I mean, obviously there's something to read into them. I get that. There's a reason why you do it. But Some people are just built differently, right?
Like it's a body composition thing. Like skin folds, not once did we ever, when we did skin folds, mocked or cared about what our skin folds were. No. There's actual tests that they do where you put you in a machine and it scans you for like half an hour, like you're in an MRI, and it tells you your fat percentage.
Yeah.
Like that's the true one.
The bod pod.
That's the bod pod. I mean, that was embarrassing when Bolts pulled up all the results in front of everyone in the playing group. And there were a few boys there that were like, whoa, what is happening? And that was a bit weird. So, I mean, skin folds was the only opportunity that I had to get play a game.
Because they were pretty good.
Because like this guy can run a 2K, his skin folds are elite. He must be taking it seriously. That's what got me going. But
yeah.
I don't really care that they're gone. I don't think people care. I think we really, it was a shit storm in a teacup, that story. LDU has stopped contract talks with North, which to me means he's out of there. I think he's done, and fair and rightly so. I don't know how long he's been there for, but I think he's cut his teeth. He reminds me of a mini Cripper a little bit.
Yep.
I think he deserves to go on at least, I mean, anything outside of North is going to be an improvement for success.
Yeah.
Quite literally anything. So I think there'll be a few players this year that will get out of there. I'm hearing Zerha to West Coast as well. My ears on the ground there at Arden Street are saying that's more and more, that's gathering momentum like a runaway train. Max Holmes signed a 4-year extension, taking him to free agency. So he's smart. He knows I'll get that bank this year with the new CBAs and broadcast rights coming in. I'll take myself to free agency and then I'll just absolutely open the new bank account up and just count them. Money, and dollar bills, y'all. So what under him? He wanted to stay at the Cattery, which was surprising. I thought he was going to take the cash and run, but he's got bank for days. Pendlebury is 4 touches away from reaching 10,000 touches. And is that the best stat to have that no one really cares about?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those ones where we have most goals. Like people care about who keep the most goals in the AFL. NBA has most points. NFL has most touchdown passes and yards. I think what this one just tells us is that you just touch the ball a lot. Like it's one of those ones where it's like you just touch the ball a lot.
And we assume you did something good with it.
Yeah. Like we don't remember the touches at all. Like I don't even remember your first. I don't remember your last touch, but you had it a lot.
Always. Everyone remembers their first, Dan.
I do.
Good times.
I do. Yeah. Cried like a little girl on the way home. I did.
Yeah.
It was scary. Okay. Well done, Pendas. You're going to break that. Yeah. I just thought it was one of those stats where it's like, cool, but also, good on him. I'd love to have 10,000 touches. That is literally 9,800 touches more than I had in my career.
You reckon you had 200?
Fuck. Nah, I would have had 500 touches in my career.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's pretty good. Someone wanted to know, because we've been talking about contract years, and specifically we started with contract stringer.
Yep.
And we said, this bloke in contract year plays out of his skin. Out of his skin. And someone said, can you please tell me what a contract year stringer and a non-contract stringer year looks like in terms of performance? So we've taken 2017, 2021, and this year as his contract years, and his non-contract years, his most recent ones are 2020, 2022, and 2023. So in his contract years, contract stringer averages 13 touches and 31 goals a year. We've assumed that he's going to kick around 30 this year. He's on 14 already. And in non-contract years, he averages 20 goals a year and 11 touches. So, I mean, they're not that different, really. But no, look at that.
It's really the vibe of the thing, though.
It's the vibe. You can just tell. He wants to be there in contract year, you know? I feel like in non-contract year, he doesn't want to be there. Hates a preseason.
I fucking hate it when stats stitch you
up. Yeah, I really felt like there was a difference in years, but now that really doesn't tell me that he's doing a lot different in contract year and non-contract year. He'll get a 2-year deal. I know that much. Let's move into delist or play on. The first thing I want to delist is Burnley Tunnel. That can get in the bin straight away. Just dog begging to get out of me. Burnley Tunnel can get in the bin. I'm done with that. Those green lights that run through it, no one pays attention to those. Have you been in the Burnley Tunnel lately?
Not lately. I will say this, though. I saw a TikTok video of a guy on a line bike going
in the
down
tunnel?
The tunnel. Yeah.
Oh, unreal. That's just so illegal, isn't it?
Massively.
Oh, wow.
It's not great, though, is it?
It's horrible. No. Worst tunnel in the world. Okay. Delist or play on. Standing up for Anzac Round, national anthems at home. I do that. I do it.
Yeah?
You have to.
You have to.
Anna was big. Like normally I wouldn't at home. I was like, you know, it's not like your first thought that comes to your head, but Anna got me into it. Every time the anthem was on during a game of footy, she'd be like, you have to stand, and she'll stand. So now I stand.
Okay. I've done it. I have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we stand.
Okay.
Whenever you hear it, you got to stand, pay your respects.
Do you, hats off like the Americans, or do you, you don't really?
I would. I don't think I've worn a hat during the anthem yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, okay.
Play on.
Low tens?
Only if you've got a little sparkle with them too. So your fingers are going. That.
You just sparkle low 10. Yeah, I haven't given a high 10. I mean, I have given a high 10. I've been forced to give them lately because everyone wants to give me a fucking high 10 now. Please, when I go to the football next week, I want to be there for the Pies and Carlton game. Don't give me high 10s. I don't want high 10s. I don't want any, just no.
What
about
Mark Holden,
low 10s.
Mark Holden touchdown?
No, no one's doing a touchdown. I haven't seen one person do a touchdown. Dear list that. Players should celebrate with a whizzy after a goal.
Oh, well, obviously.
If we see a player do a whizzy after a goal, it'd be unbelievable.
We need a small player who's like a real tiny little.
You need like
goal
a
sneak.
You need a Jamie Elliott getting whizzied by Darcy Cameron on Anzac Day. Make it happen, AFL players. Make it happen.
If Jamie, you're listening.
Megan, if you're listening, let's give out whizzies. Even playing local footy, just let's see a whizzy out there.
That would be amazing.
Let's see a whizzy out there. Dear list or play on, dad's joining in on the team huddles. Yeah, my dad was a big team huddler. Just to make sure the coach is saying the right thing.
Yeah.
Because my son, he only responds to hard feedback. None of this sugarcoating bullshit. Tell him direct. And they tell you like, hey, mate, I know the coach said lead from half forward and try and get used. Stay deep. Stay deep. What does he know? His son's the best player on the team. He only cares about his son. Yeah, I love that. Oh, this is awesome. Three cheers for each team and a big line when you shake hands at AFL level like you did as a junior.
Hip, hip, hooray.
After every footy game.
That is so good.
That'd be cool. Yeah. One round when we do that. Throw it right back.
So good.
I like that. Channel 7 scoreboard needs to go. So I assume they mean the mini scoreboard down the bottom
down
right
the bottom.
Or left. Bottom right, I think it is.
Is it not top left?
Need to change that up.
Just the
top.
Graphic?
Is it top? Just the graphic of the score on the TV by Channel 7 needs to go. I haven't seen. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
They could make it way cooler. I'd love one across the bottom of the screen.
Ooh.
With stats running at the
like
same time.
CNN News.
Yeah, with stats running, what's happening. Give me that type of setup.
I still want the 5 minute countdown. Where, do you remember the old
yeah,
the fire?
You know what? Running hot
running
and gone
hot.
Cold.
Yeah.
I would have been so cold every game. Bring back running hot.
Running hot.
That remember? And like a fire would come up.
Love
it'd
that.
It'd be awesome. Yeah. Petition to bring running hot back.
Yeah, official.
After the post-game shower, putting your jocks on with a towel around your waist.
Hang on, say that again. After a post-game shower, putting your jocks on.
With a towel around your waist. I did it. I mean, I was still learning the ways of the shower block when my first year in the footy, but I used to do it. But then, yeah, you got to put your jocks on with no towel around you.
Yeah.
Let your balls fly.
Or towel around you with no jocks.
What, you're just wearing a towel?
Yeah.
Just is that not what the... Put your jocks on over your towel.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
And my last one, and I'm calling it as a play on because you know it's my sick obsession. Play on to ruffling feathers on the opposition social media pages when your team wins. I want to see us this week. Just go and ruffle some feathers, guys. When you beat another team, go on their Instagram, go on their Facebook, go on their Twitter and just start ruffling.
Yep.
Permission to ruffle. I want to see how much. Just leave some hooks and see what fish bite.
Yeah.
It's
even
so
just
fun.
Comment an emoji of some feathers and just see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll see it. I love it. It's so funny. I just love the passionate comments post-game on those pages.
Yeah.
Where people just... Fans losing their shit. It's so good. If you want grand final tickets, this is a little hack we found. The AFL only allocated 17,000 tickets to members of competing clubs at last year's grand final, but a loophole has emerged that could score footy fans a golden ticket. So essentially what they're saying here is that if you support a big club like a Carlton or a Collingwood, you're no chance of securing a grand final ticket because their club ballots in their memberships only hold priority 3 access to grand final tickets, which is like a limited handful of tickets.
Yep.
But for $76, you can purchase the cheapest Giants membership, which also carries priority 3 access to the grand final in the event they qualify. Now, last year they got very, very close because they're... So what they're saying, your membership's so low for the Giants that you're a chance to get access to these grand final tickets. If you go for another club... You're probably not going to get those tickets given there's 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 members. But with the Giants, you're a genuine chance. So even if you don't support the Giants, go and buy a membership, get this access to a grand final ticket in the hopes and dreams that your team makes the grand final. So you can go as a Giants member to the grand final. So they are. There's only 70,000 tickets allocated. That explains it here. Only 70,000 tickets get allocated to members of competing clubs despite Collingwood last year who had 100,000 members.
Right.
Yeah. That's a rort that members only get 17,000 tickets to the grand final.
It's a bit of a stitch up.
Corporates. Dirty, dirty corporates.
And when we're in a corporate box on grand final day, we'll just be shaking our heads at them.
Can I just say I love Toyota on that day?
Oh.
Best cars, best people. Just, and I just love going there and grand final day and saying, guys,
yeah,
love you.
Love crypto.
Love it. No, we don't.
On grand final week,
no,
we
don't. I don't
really, even then.
If crypto took us, I'd say, well, not a chance. I've seen enough of you guys. I've seen so much of you guys. Footy, let's get into footy. Let's talk about the time slots here. A bit of confusion about how the time slots of the games work. So we know that your prime time is your Thursday night, your Friday night, your Saturday night.
Sure.
Sunday, there's a graveyard shift, but there's also that game before the graveyard that people want to know, what's this game called? Now, I went out and said, initially, I think it's called the Panadol game. It's when you wake up potentially hungover, you're trying to sort out where you're at. Oh, did I message that person? Did I say that? The beers were barking last night. Oh, my head. I need to lay down on a couch and take some Panadol. And then that game starts.
Sure.
And then you feel a bit better and then you bury yourself in a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, does anyone have a better name for that game pre-graveyard?
Yeah, I love that.
Mm. But that's what I'm thinking right now. Tonight, football, Richmond v Melbourne, Anzac Day Eve. Very, very exciting buzz in town. Richmond, $4.90, Melbourne, $1.17. The line is 28.5. Richmond bring back Grimes, Naismith, Hopper and Banks. Out go Short, Kaczynski, McAuliffe and Sonsi. Melbourne bring in Pickett, Laurie Turner. Out go Tholstrup, Salem and Big Ben Brown. Big, big game, big occasion. Adam Uzay also, first game against Melbourne, comes from the Goodwin camp. He's got that inside intel, so I think he's going to know what's happening from his box, what's happening in the other box. I don't love this matchup at all. I think it's gross. I think that Richmond don't have enough players to even really field a team. And honestly, if you walked past Punt Road right now, you'd get a game. I walked past the other day and they were, guys, you want to play? I was like, not for you guys.
No.
No, thanks.
Give me a free car park and then we'll talk.
Well, they've got three underground car parks coming soon. They got walked like a dog as well, pre-buy by West Coast at Optus. Just got walked around on a leash. And I think that Melbourne being rested, they'll come off their rest and just be like, we hear what you guys are saying. You're questioning us. Don't care. Have this and just serve up a 6-goal win.
Ooh, so there's no sort of, you know, bulldog style. Come on, boys. Like, we're going to show them what we're made of.
I think Melbourne will come out and show everyone that they're the real deal again.
Yeah, okay.
Real deal. Richmond are leaking as well, guys. They're giving up 93 points a game. And as I said, I feel for you guys, but you're just going to, unfortunately, eat a shit sandwich for a couple of weeks here until you get some soldiers back.
Yeah.
Which is just where you're at. This is going to be ugly, really ugly. Do we have rain tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's raining all day.
Is it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Raining fucking goals from Melbourne. God damn it.
You can give it another go if you want.
Nah, leave it.
It looks actually, it's like cloudy, but really cold and who knows.
Yeah.
But it's definitely raining all day. So.
I think regardless if it's rain or not, Melbourne will just walk them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melbourne for me, who are you going?
Yeah, massive Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, massive Melbourne.
Also, yeah, we do have a feed bet. I've got him feed and we'll do that later.
Okay.
Anzac Day, Thursday day football and Thursday night football. Anzac Day, we already spoke about at the start of the episode. If you can get to a dawn service, highly suggest you get there.
Yeah.
I know there's excuses, I'm tired, but just one morning where you go and pay respects and just get there. It's honestly unbelievable. I'll be at the shrine. It's really, really amazing to be part of and to feel a big sense of what the Anzacs went through, but to be part of it and pay respects in that way. Mm-hmm. Essendon v Collingwood, let's fucking go. Essendon, $2.67. The Pies are $1.48. The line is 12.5. And both come into this with winning form. Both DDF community members think they can win this game.
Mm.
Normally, you'd say the Essendon fans would be a bit nervous, but they've won a couple in a row. The Pies, they've got their mojo back. The Bombers, surprisingly, have decided, let's go in tall as shit. Draper, Goldie, Wright, and Jones. That makes me nervous. Makes me really nervous, Essendon. I don't like it. Now, Goldie has just I'm a public toilet to him at the moment. He is just shit all over me because he's in form. He's the in form ruckman at Essendon. Draper, we love you. I love you. You ruined a footy last week, but you're not playing at a number one ruckman level to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not doing anything up forward. But Brad Scott said, I'm backing him in. I back him into the heels and he's going to play with Wright coming back in and Jones has been in form. So I have no idea how that works. No idea. I think maybe you have to play a Goldie and Draper off the bench. You can't play Draper, Wright, Jones up there.
No.
Nuh-uh.
No, you couldn't.
Circle, turning circle like a fucking semi-truck up there. It can't happen. I mean, they're both winning, but I just feel like both these teams are completely different. I don't trust the Bombers. I still don't. Them having five players, as I spoke about, over 6 foot seven in the forward half makes me super nervous. The Pies have their swagger back in that second quarter onwards. They just looked like the Collingwood that we know back in a premiership form. And their last meeting, 70-point winners to Essendon. But anything can happen on Anzac Day.
Anything as emotions always
high,
ever happened.
Yeah. Emotions high. Testosterone higher?
I would have thought so.
A lot of testosterone getting around.
Can I ask a question about testosterone?
Go for it.
I heard a rumour. Is it true that footy players are told within 48 hours of a game not to...
Always did that, brother.
Was that what you did or was that what you were told?
Always swore by it. I mean, now, look, I wasn't getting sex at the time, but wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered. So that's the thing.
I said no. Yeah, a lot of players do. Yeah, a lot of players, honestly, people are like, I'd never do.
So you realise that the moment I heard that, now I can't help but feel like I'm just watching a bunch of guys run around who are just really
You're watching a bunch of blokes who just have blue balls.
Yeah.
Essentially is what you're seeing out there.
God, I love our sport.
Yeah. Hey, good. Just a bunch of blokes who have said, I'm not having sex for 48 hours and I'm horny as.
Get me at it.
Maybe that's why Drape's rooted the footy.
Hey, I get it.
Like, hey, yeah.
We start to get it.
Just a bunch of horny footballers. And then post-game, they obviously just let a lot release, which is gross. But in this game, Pies just smoke them. Just smoke them. I feel a big Don Slaughter fest coming on. Can workshop that.
That's good.
Onslaught. I feel a big Don Slaughter coming on.
Don Slaughter, that's much better.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bombers are fucked here.
I don't know if it's going to be a smoking. I reckon I'm going to go the Pies, but I don't see a smoking.
I honestly think that the Pies win this by a lot.
Really?
Yeah, got a vibe about it.
Okay.
Got a vibe.
Hope not. Hope it's a good game.
Canberra, Thursday night football. The town of fireworks and porn, which I think they've actually got rid of both things there. But they're playing Thursday night football there. Giants v Brisbane. Giants, $1.94. That might have changed now that Jesse Hogan got off. The Lions are $1.90. The line is 0.5. Sportsbet don't really know who's going to win this, which is awesome. Which is awesome. It'll be cold as shit this game. I can guarantee you that. That's paying short odds. They'll be so cold. The Lions probably, what are they? Favourites here. Yeah, favourites because the Giants are missing some dogs. You know, Taylor's in protocol still. Cogs got his knee. Toby Green's banned. Jesse Hogan punched Young in the face and said, do something about it. Yeah, I punched him. Do something about it.
Now what?
Yeah. I'll do it again, probably. I can just do it again, which is kind of funny because the AFL really have to sort that out. So we found out you can punch someone in the face, but if you can test the footy, that's not on.
Just sort of lead in like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you punch someone, it's not hard and they keep their feet, you're probably going to get off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toby Green, when argued, he remained suspended. Tribunal made its decision based off Toby making his decision to contest the football in a bumping action, which cancelled out his argument of saying he was going to the mark.
Right, okay.
Because his action was shoulder in, bumping action, I know contact was coming and I chose to left the air. Oh, AFL Tribunal, get a grip. I don't know what's happening there. We need to sort that out. We've spoken about it so often that I'm actually sick of saying how over the AFL Tribunal I am.
Mm.
So I'm not even going to unwind that big ball of shit that is. The Lions really been kissing the dick here with those names out. If they lose this game, what?
You're just a beautiful poet. You're just with your words.
I have a way with words and describing games. What other sports program would say that the other team's been kissed on the dick?
I can't think of one.
SEN don't give you that. Jared Waitley would never say kiss on the dick. I'd love to hear him swear.
I'd love to hear it.
Let's get him in for a mediation session and just say, before you leave, I want to hear you say fuck.
Yeah, I like that.
The Lions, though, they have been really kissed on their dick. And they'd be horny because we know players don't masturbate 48 hours out. So it'd be a big dick. Link McCarthy, 150 games. Well done, Link. Well done. Great 150 games. Come from Geelong to go up to North, up North, and just play for Brizzy. Plays a great role. Unsung hero. Bob's up for a goal. Bob's up for two here on there. A great pressure. Angry man. Very angry man on the field. Lovely person off it. Last chance, Lions. This is your last chance to show me that you're not going to shit the bed. If they lose this, given what's out and where they're at,
yeah,
I'm calling them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair because if you think about, you know, when Saints played Giants in Canberra, they could have won that. So they're shaky in Canberra.
They don't like Canberra.
Yeah.
They don't like Canberra. They don't like it. They don't like that they have to play and then take a bus back home.
Yeah. Who would?
I haven't been on a bus in years. I used to go on a bus a lot in Adelaide and the Oban.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Can you just,
that was a scary experience, actually.
So just for people that don't know, so you're going along the road like normal on a bus and then you just go down a lane essentially where the wheels lock?
Yeah, the wheels lock in. And even that, I'm not sure if they lock in. I think the bus driver still controls it. And then essentially the Oban is you're on a road, but there's also concrete bollards that are exposed because they take out the middle of the road. So the wheels are literally on wheel length road cement rails. And then in the middle is just like nothing. A lot of accidents. So cars try and go on it. And if there's like, it's just like, no, you can't do this.
No.
And they fall in there and I don't know if they, you know, get damaged or anything, but. Yeah, there's that. Lions. I'm pegging Lions.
Ooh, I like it a lot.
No, sorry, Giants. Yeah. Fuck Lions.
I was going to say.
No, Giants.
Giants.
Friday night, here we go. I'd love to get your insight into this. Port Adelaide versus St Kilda. Port Adelaide $1.31. The Saints are $3.48. The Lions 19.5. And Ollie, I'll say before you get into it, Port win this by 10 goals.
Yeah.
This will be last week. I think we all kind of overreacted to the way that Port lost, but St Kilda stink. Just stink at the moment. Oh, yuck, yuck, yuck. Stinky, stinky, take a shower. You need to change your jocks. Yuck. St Kilda. More like St Kilda. What am I going to... what rhymes with St Kilda? You're St killing my vibe. At home.
Oh, it's a strotty.
Yeah, thank you. At home as well. You know, we know that Port are Tarzan at home. Mm-hmm. They're Jane away, but when they're home, they're back in the jungle. We know they do. What are your thoughts before I keep going about how St Kilda stink?
No, look, I don't like the terminology, but I'd have to agree. Mm. If the Saints are getting beaten the way we did at home against the Dogs, well, what does that say about Port in Adelaide? That's the only thing.
Mate, the aliens have no idea where Adelaide is.
No.
Be careful what you say about Adelaide.
I'm not going to say anything.
Who else did you piss off that we spoke about before the episode, before we started recording? You pissed off Adelaide and someone else.
Just Dacos was really the one.
That's right. We spoke about that,
I feel like I justified what I said.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's one thing that the Saints are doing amazingly right now other than not rocking up for games? Because they're the best of that. If there was a MVP and a Brownlow for not rocking up the games, you'd give it to St Kilda every week.
Mm.
What are they doing well?
What are we doing well? I think when the balls, I'm just trying to think of what to say.
When the ball's on the field, we like run towards it, sort of.
No, I feel like we're good at Saints footy has always been the mold of if you've got the ball and it's in sort of open play and you're trying to handball and just sort of get rid of it.
Saints so just general skills.
Saints are very good at closing that opposition down,
okay,
and creating a bit of a contest to hopefully, you know.
Well, because you're doing that so often as well, you'd want to be good at it.
Yeah,
you know, like the opposition has the ball a lot. That's true. So after them having it, after the opposition having the ball for like six rounds in a row, they'd be very good at trying to close space. They should just ask the oppo for the ball back. Can we please have a turn?
Yeah, because we've been training for it. Yeah, no, come on. I think that there are some moments.
I love your positivity. Yeah. I love that.
We're doing that pretty well.
Being positive.
Yeah.
I mean, I went into Sportsbet office yesterday and had a chat. And I spoke to numerous St Kilda fans and they were like, no, we left at halftime last week. Yeah.
Well,
Saints fans are over the shit. They're so over it. And I'm with them. I don't go for Saints, but I'm with you. I think that you deserve to be over the shit. I saw that one Saints fan message us and said he was thinking about suing his parents for making him a Saints supporter, which I loved. I love that. Riley Bonner plays his 100th game, surprisingly against Port, after being thrown to the scrap heap by Port. Well, they ate him up and chewed him out and threw him aside. Zach Butters, 100th game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable 100 games. I'd love to rank him. Like they did with Dacos' 50.
You'd love to Isaac?
I love to... What?
You'd like to Isaac Rankin'?
That's pretty good, actually.
It's good, isn't it?
100 games. A good 100 games as well.
Very good. Caught up quite quickly, it feels like, 100.
I feel like his last 30, we've really taken notice of what he's doing out there.
Yeah, great.
Just lightning quick. As I said, Port win this by 10 goals. They cover that line easy. 19.5 is the line. That'll be done in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Charlie Dixon will come back. Headaches. Headaches Dixon, I call him. Cause headaches with him. I didn't have to explain that. But
yeah,
that's good. You actually going to back Saints in?
Yeah, Saints by a couple goals.
Speaking of gross ads, just looking at this makes me want to vomit. And even talking about it makes me feel nauseous. North versus Adelaide, 1:45 p.m. in Tassie. I can't do this one. North of $4.48, Adelaide $1.19. Adelaide $1.19. 28.5 is the line. This is just a gross game between two gross teams. Just horrible. And looking at it, you probably think Adelaide just win, but who knows what's going to happen in Tassie. You know, Josh Rochelli came out during the week and good on him. He was honest about saying how he shit him, essentially, which is super hard. Back in the day, mate, if you shit him, God, you would not hear the end of it. I mean, I got pulled up a lot in team meetings for pooing the bed. So he came out and said, yeah, look, I just wasn't brave enough. But let him be him. Don't take away his confidence. I hope he keeps being Josh Rochelli and celebrating the goals. And we need that. We need more of that in our game.
Oh, absolutely.
Less robots. Less guys that are scared to be themselves. More Josh Rochelli. So keep doing you, mate. Now, gross game. I do believe at one point in the season, the football gods are going to repay Adelaide for everything that they've put them through. I just that it just has to happen. They've been on the wrong side of calls for so long that I think that they'll be blessed with something.
Yep.
Tex also came out during the week and said sorry to the fans, sort of. So it's not good enough. I don't have any excuses for you. I've been coming out here and saying the same thing to you, and rightly so, you're not believing it. So let's get back to work and see what we do. Let's talk about the footy gods. The Kangaroos have given me no reason to feel this or say this, but got a vibe.
You've got a tingle.
I've got a tingle down there.
They're tingling.
I've got a kanga kanga roo 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 vibe.
Wow.
Kangas win.
I love it.
Kangas get them. I don't know if it was this Tassie arena where they won last.
Yeah, this is at Blunson.
Oh, winning form.
Yeah.
You always back a kangaroo at its home deck. Yeah, how can they get them?
I don't mind it. The only thing I would say is I always think about, if I think about North and Adelaide at Blunston, do you remember that game where the Crows were up by like 68 points at quarter time? That was rough.
I did not think about that into my calculations.
That was a little while ago, the different teams. But no, I'm always going to back the Mighty Crows on this one.
Really?
Yep.
They reckon there's going to be 60,000 people there. 30,000 actual people, 60,000 heads.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Can I just say, you've thrown me off.
Can you say what about Adelaide?
No.
Be careful.
No. I'm not. No, I've gone off Adelaide. I haven't gone off Adelaide.
Yeah.
I'm moving on from Adelaide. I love the Crows, love Adelaide, love what they're doing. They're going to win. When I look at this game in Tassie, this is what frustrates me as a Tasmanian. When you hear people, it's all right now because we've got the license, it's all good, we're moving in the right direction, we're the biggest club in the land, we've got the most members. Everyone goes, oh, what's the point in going down to Tassie? Look at their attendance whenever we play a game down there. Yeah, because we're playing games like North versus Adelaide at 1:45.
Gross.
When no one's going to be an Adelaide fan that lives in Hobart anyway. And then from a North perspective, like if I'm a neutral, if I'm a Saints fan and I'm living in Hobart, I'm not going to that.
No.
We shouldn't be sort of Oliver style coming being, thank you AFL, can we please have some more? Yeah. No, we're mature, you know, AFL fans going, well, we don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the AFL have a chicken wing and they take the good bit of the wing off
as
in the good games and say, oh, there's a bit of meat left in this wing. Here's North Adelaide.
I mean, it depends if there's a glass of rosé accompanying it.
In Tassie, what else are you doing at 1:45 on a Saturday?
Well, the Salamanca markets have still, you know, surgeon. That's just wrapped up. You know, it's a clear day out there. You can go drive up the mountain.
Seen the surgeon. I think Kangaroos win this.
Adelaide Crows. Right, moving on.
Okay. Here we go, boys. Best fucking club in the fucking land. on and off field. Love their people and fucking love what they're doing on the field here. And I'm not going to be biased here, though. I'm actually going to do a serious review. Just want to get that out of the way early.
Okay.
Carlton travelled to the MCG to play the Cats at home.
You couldn't do it.
Cats home game, which is just so crazy. Geelong, $1.82, Carlton $2.02, the Lions $2.50, which tells me this game's going to be an absolute firecracker. 6-0 Cats versus a 5-1, 4-1, not sure. Carlton, 4-1? 5-1. 5-1 Carlton. Absolute firecracker this game. It's going to be unbelievable. Game of the round. I love that the fact that this is a Cats home game and it's going to be 80% Carlton people there.
Mm-hmm.
That is just not ideally. I mean, now that's a joke.
Yeah.
Like if it's going to be a home game, they've got a stadium. They literally just built a stadium for this exact reason. Now, I know they might have contractual reasons why they have to play games at the MCG and why they have to be labeled home games, but AFL, after you're done with the tribunal, the goal line umpiring, all your other stuff, let's go and sort out what's happening in Geelong. Give them a home game. People have said to us that we haven't given the Cats enough credit. I think we've given them a lot of credit. I think we speak about them a fair bit on this show. We've said that we didn't rate them at all this year, at all. And what they've done is so impressive given, I mean, we did say they're old as shit and that's just a fact. But given what they've done, we've come and given them the roses.
Were people saying that about this particular show or us as an AFL community?
This show.
Well, that's just not true.
It's not true.
We love what the Cats are doing.
We do. The Cats coming off a heavy deck last week, pretty much played underwater in Brisbane. And last week, the Blues sent an absolute message to the league against the Giants. Another test for both teams and a second game of an absolute gross run of games for the Blues here. So we have the Giants, which they won. Cats after this week. Pies, Melbourne, Sydney. Yeah. That makes me fucking nervous as.
Yeah.
Don't like that one bit. Tom Stewart is in the protocol. Jeremy Cameron only needs two more goals and he'll have kicked 600 in his career and he will be the 36th. AFL, VFL dog to do so.
Wow.
600's a lot of goals.
It's a fair few, isn't it?
Did you see yesterday on some show, he was like, I don't get paid to handball inside 80.
Yeah.
Love that arrogance.
Very good.
I was the same. I got paid to not handball at all, actually. Sench from AFL Central came up with this stat. Despite the Cats being 6-0, they are the only team this season who hasn't had a player have 30 or more touches in the game.
Wow.
I think that's very impressive.
That's amazing.
Even spread of just Cats going out there and saying, let's shoulder load together. I am nervous about this game as a Blue supporter. Now I put my Blue Legionnaire hat back on. I'm going to call our hats when we do them, Legionnaires.
Legionnaires.
I am nervous about this game as a Blue supporter. Cameron Hawkins and Stengel against the Blues back line, which doesn't really have a lot of normal names down there, makes me nervous. And they're not really good matchup for the Blues. One-on-one. I don't like whoever's on. I think Weeders will probably get Hawkins closer to goal because mm-hmm. Cameron will go up so high. Kemp probably gets – no, Young will get Cameron. Kemp will get someone else. Who's the small that plays on Stengel? Boyd. Don't like that. Again, that makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Not that saying he's a bad player, but I just don't like it. We could see TDK versus SDK, which is awesome. Sam DeConning is huge. Now, Tom's thicker playing in the ruck, but Sam is a bit, he makes Harry look small. Big, elongated body. Very, very tall. That's going to be cool if they do play on each other. And this is the last game before I do Gatorade lose by run by.
Wow. So total you could tally. Either be running 2 kilometres.
2 kilometre run running on Sunday, or if they lose, let's say they lose by at worst 30. Or if they lose by, they're not doing that. If they lose by 2 goals, I'm okay, I'm safe. But I get to run Sunday. I think the Blues.
I can't believe. Sorry, just this whole thing you're doing is so risky. This next month as well.
Look, the next month after this game isn't great because I could be running a lot, but that's what I signed up for.
But I'm not saying that you're like. I know we're at very different fitness levels, but even a 3-goal win, like that's just
makes for a long run. That's a half marathon.
Yeah,
it is. This is a half marathon. Oh, well, I've done 2 marathons, shit myself on one of them. Do you know I shit myself once?
I heard that story, yeah.
Blood everywhere. I think, honestly, taking my Blue bias legionnaire off, I think the Blues get him. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those ones where, like, you can't stay hot for that long at Geelong. Like, you have to, with your aging bodies and where you've been so far, being so up, it's at one point you have to get got. I think this is the game they get got.
Well, someone has to got them at some point.
I think out of all the teams they've played so far, this is the one that the Cats fans, and hopefully you agree with me, you'd be looking at saying this could be the one that we get got.
Well, I've been thinking that for so long now, but it just doesn't happen. They go up to Brisbane and they can still do it. They can do it.
St Kilda at home, they got easily. They got the Hawks at the AG. Who else do they get?
Well, that's, let's have a look at their run.
I just like what Carlton are bringing at the moment. So from halftime on, it was amazing.
So they've been able to do, Saints at home, Adelaide away, Hawthorn, Bulldogs, North, and Brisbane has really been their only test. So that's fair.
I think, how many people are we thinking of this game?
That's got to be close to capacity, you would have thought.
I reckon 70.
I reckon 70, yeah. Bit more.
Cats home game, remember?
That's true.
Who are you picking?
I'm Angelo.
Wow. Freo v. the Dogs. Oh, God. Freo, here we go. In a game where I don't think both teams would have thought they would suck this much.
Yeah.
At this point of the year and going into the year, they're in some bad spots. Both of them. The Dogs, I like what I saw from the Dogs last week, and at the moment I'm just hating what I see from the Dockers. Two contrasting game styles. The Dogs want to go flat out and kick goals on you, and Freo want to stop everything. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. There's not much good really coming out of Freo at the moment. Until they can figure out what they're doing, I can't pick them. Because I don't know what they're doing well, and I don't believe that it's going to be this weekend. They can't score, and the Dogs want to light them up.
That's fair.
I don't know. We don't know. Yeah. I know what the Dogs capable of. I know they can score and score quickly and score in bunches. I know they can rack up in the midfield. I just don't know what Freo are going to give. And we want to see Justin Longmuir move some magnets around, I think, at selection. Give us four or five new magnets and names. Let's shake things up a bit here because it's not working. I don't want to be the guy that talks about rucks again, but...
Just trying to say.
Sean Darcy's 100th game, I think. Maybe one of them has to go. Won't be Sean Darcy, but... Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Jamara had personal issues last week while he was out, so he might come back in the team. We're not sure. We don't know the teams. It is Wednesday morning. And Jai Amos will miss again in protocol.
Very good.
With the concussion. So I'm going the Dogs. I don't know what Freo are doing.
Yep, I think that's fair enough. I would tend to agree with you, but I'm going to go for Freo in the case of them doing essentially what the Dogs did last week.
So the response game.
They've just been embarrassed. They've, bragging rights go to their neighbours. I think they come out and get this and, show their fans something.
Freo are so weird because I honestly can't see them winning a game because they can't score more than 70 points a game. Like, I don't know how they kick more than 70. Against the Dogs, you've got to need to kick 80 at least.
You've got to outscore them.
You have to outscore them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to turn it into a goal fest. Battle of the Coast here. This is the Panadol game. Eagles v. the Suns, Sunday 1 p.m. Eagles 4:35, Suns 1:22. Now that 4:35, the Eagles would have ballooned out after the news of Harley Reid being rested. Now, why would they rest him? They should be arrested for resting him. He's in form. He's the king of the coast. Like, play him. People are saying because the West Coast to Gold Coast trip's the longest trip and it's going to fatigue him and he's 19. And I get all that, but it's around... Seven for them. Six.
I don't believe it. I'd like to see the science behind that because I did a lot of traveling when I was 19. Didn't tie me.
I've traveled a lot as well. I mean, I don't know. I think they're obviously trying to protect him and all that, but I just don't. I think when the guy's in form and he's loving being out there and playing football and showing no signs of really wanting to be rested, you say, you're our Ferrari, we'll keep driving you around for a bit. Put a Ferrari in a shed and say, nah, not this week. You drive it.
There's protecting when he needs to be protected. So if he's got a niggle, totally different story.
I get that. But he's in great form. And you say, nah, they're just going to throw him out. Don't like it. I've been bullish about West Coast this year and we have wrapped our arms around them the last 2 weeks. We have been sitting here and saying, fly, eagle, fly. But this is the week where I say, arms are off you. You're by yourself. This is much like you when you start talking about Dacos and Adelaide, I say, time for me to bounce. I have had my fun here. Time for you to get fucked up.
Yeah.
This is going to get ugly up on the Gold Coast. You're going to get pumped here. And I, you know, Eagles fans that I appreciate you, but this is going to be a real dog's breakfast.
What time is it again?
1 p.m. The Suns don't lose on a Sunday up on the coast at 1 p.m. Yeah. At home, nah. No, thank you. They love playing up there. They fucking hate playing everywhere else, but they love playing at home. Harley Reid has said, rested. Oh, yeah, I said this. It's like Harley Reid being rested is like going to Blue Light Disco, dancing with your crush and then leaving with blue balls. That's how you'd feel as an Eagles fan.
It's true.
It's fair enough. I used to love a Blue Light Disco.
Hell yeah.
Used to leave so horny. So horny. Just balls barking at you. You're like, come on.
That's a different issue that you've got with your testicles.
Leaving with your balls barking after a blue light. How good. Fiorini game 100. Great. Brayden Fiorini is such a talented player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should leave the Gold Coast. Now, I'm not his manager, but if I was, I'd be saying, let's go get that cash somewhere else, boy.
Mm.
Gold Coast by 10 goals.
Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna back you on that. And can I just ask, obviously, your special tingle for the West Coast Eagles has left you this week. So the vibe's gone, but you've replaced it with the North Melbourne vibe. Does it feel different in your sack? Is there a different?
Like I'm not as excited for this one. I just feel it. Like the last 2 weeks of the Eagles, I've felt, oh, okay, that's something down there.
Yeah.
This one, I'm just like, it's just like a, eh. Something's there, but I'm not really. I can feel it, but
yeah, sure.
Well, I was really strong the last 2 weeks, so I do think North win. Going back to North. Hawks v Sydney in the graveyard. Oh, yuck. This isn't Sydney's fault. I don't know why the AFL have been putting Sydney in the graveyard given where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah, weird.
It's an insult. And Hawks just keep getting the graveyard. 3.19 for the Hawks to win. Sydney $1.36. This is just pretty straightforward. The Hawks were good last week. They obviously put the mouth guards in during the week, came out and just beat the shit out of North, which wouldn't have been hard. I think that this will be closer than people are thinking. I think a 4-5 goal win of Sydney is what's going to happen. Sydney will come here, treat it very much like a business trip, and then bounce back to Sydney.
It's got business trip.
Yeah, it's got business trip all over it. I think Hawthorn will be competitive. I think they're hopefully past the weeks of getting done by 10, 11, 12 goals. 4-goal win to Sydney.
Yep, I'm going to agree.
Yeah. Okay, and for Sportsbet feed. Now, guys, listen. I am doing some things on Sportsbet's feed feature where you can go on the feed on Sportsbet, you can follow me. In the click of one button, you can follow all our bets. We've had 5 winners in the last 4 weeks of football. So we're on a heater. We're on a streak. Now, Denon's over there at his bloke in a bar little show doing things saying, here's a $1.40 thing. Gross. Don't go follow that fraud. He's actually a fraud, that bloke. A fraud of a human, and I don't appreciate him coming out and saying that he's the king of the feed. Results speak.
Actions
are louder than words, and my actions are loud. So this week in the DDF multi for the teams, we have Melbourne tonight doing a number on Richmond, Collingwood against Essendon, Port against the Saints, Carlton against Geelong, and Gold Coast against West Coast. That'll get you 5.43. Mm-hmm. And also, if you follow me on the feed, sometimes like North Melbourne this week, I just have a vibe. And on the day I wake up and go, Rain Man, and then produce magic so that you can stay up to date with what we're doing on there, okay? That's happening. Go and check it out on Sportsbet right now. Now, some questions to end the show by you because we are answering questions now. Lockie Hollis, thoughts on footy training on Thursday, Anzac Day at 8:30 a.m. That is so disgusting be illegal.
Yeah.
I think it's a public holiday.
Yeah, it's big time.
And also, it's Anzac Day. And also, no, mate, I'm not running at 8:30 a.m. Yeah. Scrap that.
Irish coffee by then.
Yeah, Lockie, don't go. Oh, can't wait for that first beer to bark on Anzac Day. 9 o'clock. And play two up. Play two up.
So much fun.
Two up, so good. So good. Get to a local RSL, guys. Play two up. Have a few beers. Get to your local pub and start barking at some beers. Cam Fist, best pregame plan spot for an out-of-towner before hitting the MCG.
Ooh.
Corner. Can't go past the corner.
I like the London.
You're from tavern. London. Sorry.
Say that. You're from London.
You're from London.
Yeah, the London Tavern, just up the road. It might be 5 minute walk.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. Is it Richmond Club Hotel as well?
Yeah, that's not too bad because, that's got about 4 levels. So that
scares me. Too many levels.
Too many levels.
If I'm being honest. Yeah. Corner's good. It's packed. I'd go there. Go there and then hit, I don't know, Electric or something. I haven't been in a nightclub in years. I have literally don't remember the last nightclub I've been to.
Go there and then hit Electric. No, no, no. Then go to Brunswick Street and then hit up some of the old school pubs. That's what I'm talking
about. True. Georgina von Marburg. No judgment at all. Here we go, going to be judged. But why doesn't Dan go to more games? That's a great call, Georgina.
Yep. To which there's an answer.
There is. And I'm about to tell you what it is. Well, think about it. I don't go to games because I just the games I go to, I want to be fully invested in it. And I want to throw myself into the game. There's some games where I look at it and go, don't need to be there. Mm-hmm. I'd rather sit at home and listen to the commentary, have my cheese ball, which I have, bark at some beers, be in my space. I very much am. I don't get out. Mm. If you see me out, it's like a solar eclipse. I love being at home. I'm a weirdo. So when I go to the games, it's like a big special occasion to me. Mm-hmm. Saying all that, I will be at the Pies Blues game next Friday.
Well, you wouldn't miss that
President's
one.
Lunch, so whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
And
speaking.
Can I still not get general admission tickets off you? Or?
Speaking. You can't. I actually don't. No, guys, stop messaging me for Carlton tickets. Even if you're a Pies supporter, I've had so many. Can't do it. I don't know who you think I am.
Yeah, but.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, but.
I can do it.
Yeah, thanks.
Brock Abson. What does Anna think about your passion towards Carlton? Hates it. Just hates everything to do with it. I've been forced to the spare room to watch football now. Can't bear it. She respects it's my job, which you would argue. I don't have a job, but she respects what I can do.
This is your job. I get that. It.
You know, Anna, and oh, love to hear your thoughts. She watched Richmond through their flags.
Sure.
And has decided this year, I'm on Carlton now.
Oh. No, I like it. I kind of like it.
Is what we're saying that's play on for her?
I think it's play on if you were already fair weather as it was.
Well,
you know,
her reason, yeah. Her reasoning was, well, I only watch the games now because I know the boys, like we're friends with them, and you're so invested in it that I want to go for Carlton. I don't want to go for Richmond anymore.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Suspicious activities. Bellissimo. You've eaten a Sharon. Could I suggest you eat a Pies jersey if you lose Carlton versus the Pies, if Carlton lose against the Pies? I mean, if the Pies win next Friday, I'll come in Monday's episode dressed as a full car, a calling person.
Yeah, nice.
Face paint and all.
That's good.
Yeah. And Quarren Barons, do you make scrambled eggs in the microwave or the stove?
I heard people cook their eggs in the microwave and I hate it.
I mean, that sounds like it would just be a bacteria fest.
Yeah,
in
doesn't
those
it?
Eggs. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dad used to make them in there. I mean, we had some pretty rogue meals growing up as well. I remember, cause we grew up. I mean, I came from two houses, my mum, and then I went to my dad's house on the weekend. And mm-hmm. during mum, God bless her soul, we were in housing commissions. Mm-hmm. You ever had bread and ice for dinner? Mm. Unreal. Because it's like the bread's feeling and the ice is like a crunchy snack. That's where we were at. So that was fun. I remember once. Oh, ever had thoughts for dinner? I mean, it's funny now, but I remember going to bed and just being like, I could eat a steak right now. What do you want for dinner? Thoughts. Go to sleep.
Oh, unreal. I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah, great. That builds character. Shout out to everyone who's in house commission.
Big up.
No, that's where I'm from. It's where my fucking roots are. Hey, that's our round of football, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is literally the dumbest, maybe awesome sports podcast that you'll hear. And the fact that you guys decide to tune in on a Monday, on a Wednesday, on mm-hmm. a Monday, on a Thursday, we can't thank you enough. We fucking love you. What we're seeing of the listens and the engagement, you are awesome. You are awesome and we love you so much. Thank you for listening. Do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to everyone. I'm loving it at the moment.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything about Adelaide?
Yeah, love them. And I think they're gonna smash North and they're brilliant. I love Rankin. Yeah. I love Rory Sloane.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He's very hot. Hey, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next Monday when we debrief all the weekends. Bye.
Let's go.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.